I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR. Wildlife Resources report we're less than a week away from the opening of the ever popular Bucks Only gun season in West Virginia. We'll get a thumbnail preview of that season in just a moment.
Take me fishing, because our boat's cooler than any video game.
Take me fishing and make me feel 16 again.
Take someone you love out on the water and see where the water takes you.
Take me fishing, because my wedding will be sooner than you think.
Rediscover the joy of boating and fishing. Get information and get going at takemefishing.org.
Thousands of West Virginia hunters are going to be suiting up in the blaze orange next week for one of the state's more popular hunting seasons.
This is the traditional season that everybody looks forward to, is that week of Thanksgiving, which is the opening of our two-week buck season.
Dick Hall, head of game management there with the West Virginia DNR. Hall says he anticipates hunters still have some strong prospects of success wherever they choose to hunt in West Virginia.
In some of the counties, it's going to be about the same. I would anticipate we'll be pretty close to about what we had last year, maybe a little bit better, but pretty much in the same ballpark as we were last year.
One major change from last year when it comes to killing a buck.
Well, actually, the buck season hasn't changed much at all. The only thing is there is a 3-buck limit for all seasons. That includes archery, the buck season, and the muzzleloader season with regards to the number of bucks you can take. So you can only take 3 with all combined seasons during the calendar year.
Hall explains the reason behind that is that hunters have been calling for a change in management that would allow more antler development.
The idea here is to reduce the harvest of the yearling bucks in the population, and as a result of that, what you do is you allow the deer to get older. We harvest anywhere, well, years ago we were harvesting 80-90% of our yearling bucks. That has dropped down to around 60% right now, and that's one reason why people are beginning to see, you know, a few more deer with a little bit better racks because the deer are getting older. And this movement here was to, at the request of a lot of the hunters out there, to reduce the number of bucks taken and allow the deer to get older and therefore hopefully with good mass conditions produce some better quality antlers.
And yet again for this year, a number of counties are still going to have an antlerless deer season that goes hand-in-hand with the buck season.
There's a concurrent season in 25 counties that have a bag limit of 4, and then we also have it with a bag limit of 1 in 10 additional counties, so and as well as some of the counties that have limited permits.
You need to have a county-specific stamp for harvesting antlerless deer, and remember, if you want an extra buck stamp, you need to buy it by this Sunday. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.